Hour. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning, everyone. An Indiana man who received the Medal of Honor for Valor in Vietnam is expected to attend the dedication of an exhibit in his name at the Indiana War Memorial. Sammy Davis from the Owen County town of Freedom will be honored at the ceremony today, 3 o'clock downtown. That's to include Governor Mike Pence and former Governors Joe Kernan and Edgar Whitcomb. In November of 1967, then Private First Class Davis ignored reported warnings to take cover and instead used a machine gun and artillery to return fire against a Viet Cong attack. Davis was a non-swimmer who used an air mattress to cross a river and rescue three wounded soldiers before refusing medical care and joining another howitzer crew. He received the Medal of Honor from President Lyndon Johnson the following year. A project scheduled for this week will convert streets in a near North Side neighborhood in hopes of boosting business. Indianapolis Public Works spokeswoman Leslie Gordon says Central Avenue between Fall Creek Parkway North Drive and 34th will be the main street undergoing the conversion.
There's some other neighboring streets that are going to be converted to two-way to help with that, as well as additional signage. We're hoping that that flow definitely is easier or is navigated a lot easier.
After the project is done, the avenue will have a driving lane and a parking lane with no rush hour restrictions in either direction. Churches, schools, and other groups raised cash by gathering the trash left behind by fans at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Crews spent much of Monday to remove furniture, beer cans, food, and forgotten clothing from the grounds. The Speedway pays the 25 groups according to how large an area they clean up. Indianapolis Covenant Christian High School Athletic Director Andrew Gossel says the few thousand dollars they earn for the 3 or 4 hours of work means students won't have to pay athletic fees that average about $100 per student. Terry Downey from Eastside Church of God estimates her group earns $1,800 for a mission trip to Paraguay. The Speedway says there's a waiting list to join the cleanup crews. Data being released this morning will give an update on how the economy is doing in two important areas. The AP's David Melendi reports.
Housing has been fueling the economic recovery lately, and consumers are always important because consumer spending accounts for 70% of all economic activity. Economist Ken Goldstein of the Conference Board says it's still a bit sluggish.
We're still not seeing consumer spending on things other than cars.
Today, the Conference Board Index of Consumer Confidence will signal what's ahead. And the Case-Shiller Home Price Index for March and the first quarter will provide a new look at the housing recovery. Analyst Patrick Newport at IHS Global Insight says rising prices are good for the economy.
The prices are good at this point in the cycle because they stimulate new construction.
New home prices hit a record high last month. David Melendi, Washington.
The federal government is investigating Ford F-150 pickups with EcoBoost engines after drivers reported that those engines lost power during acceleration. The government estimates around 400,000 F-150 pickups from the 2011 through 2013 model years are involved. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has received 95 reports of engines losing power during hard acceleration, such as when passing. The incidents often occurred in rainy or humid weather. There are no reports of crashes or injuries, and as of yet, no recall has been issued. WFYI weather, today and tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Today's high 84, overnight low 66. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 87. Thursday and Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid 80s. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 64 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allsett.
Okay, Sharon, thank you.